Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This podcast is recorded on traditional lands. We pay respect to elders past, present, and emerging, and extend that respect to any First Nations, Aboriginal, and Torres Strait Islander peoples who may be listening.
Want to sit in the middle seat?
Well, my younger brother Carl. I'm watching The Walking Dead at the moment. Carl. Carl.
Your older sister, Sharon. I don't want to sit in the.
Well, you know
the
what?
Middle seat.
Carl. Okay, but off topic. We were about to do a bit, but Rick in The Walking Dead, he says Carl like this every time, and it makes me piss myself.
As he should.
He goes, Carl.
Carl.
Carl. Whenever he looks for Carl, he goes, Carl.
We're lost.
We're lost. There are no rules, man. We're lost. The way, what's the actor's name?
Oh my God.
Lincoln?
Oh, Andrew Lincoln.
Andrew Lincoln speaks is so satisfying.
Oh, I love him.
You want to fuck him?
I would.
Carl. Anyway, back to the bit. Carl, I want to. No, you can't sit in the middle. No, the window on the left. That's my seat.
Oh, but our brother Jono won't let us sit in the
Rick.
Won't let me sit.
Our brother.
Our brother Rick won't let us
Rick.
Sit.
Imagine if you hadn't seen The Walking Dead.
I'm giving
this.
Up on this.
All right, fine. Okay, guys, we're doing a bit because today we're going to be talking about, we're going to fucking settle a debate.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
no,
yeah.
Okay, no. Can I just say before we start? I listened to one of our episodes because I was bored and I'm a narcissist. And like literally, I swear, I didn't realize how much I swear. It's really bad. So I'm going to start like literally coming up with some like swear words, like alternatives and try not swear as much.
Okay, it's kind of the Australian experience.
It is.
I was about to say experience.
Experience. But I'm going to start saying fudge. And like my mum.
What the fork?
What the fork?
Holy forking shirt.
And I'm going to see if I swear, I'm actually going to start. I cuss. No more cuss words, guys.
Those ladies are very unladylike. How dare they talk like that?
That's a review from my mom. But yeah, basically, no, like literally, I literally listened to our episode and I was like, fuck me. Oh my God. Fucking shit, cunt, I swear a lot.
Fucking shit, cunt, piss. Piss, shit, cum.
Yes.
Big poo, small wank, cum.
Aw. But no, I do swear. So I'm going to try and say fudge instead.
That's fair enough.
And my mum actually says sugar plum fairies. I'm going to bring back sugar plum. She'll be like, oh,
sugar
plum
honey
fairies.
Iced tea.
Sugar honey iced tea. I'm going to try and not cuss.
See you next Tuesday.
Why the freak would you say that to me?
Because I fucking hate you.
Well, I fudging hate you too. All right, anyway.
Flip.
Well, today we are going to settle something really intense.
Yeah.
The middle seat on the plane, the window seat, or the aisle. We're going to discuss the pros and cons of each and we're going to debate.
Yeah. I've been on a plane twice. Once going to Hawaii and once coming back from Hawaii. And when both times I sat in the middle, like in the middle aisle, in the middle.
That is.
And I was 11. So I am the perfect person to talk to about this. Molly?
Well, I live, if you didn't know, I live in Sydney, but I was born in England and like a lot of my family is in England.
Right. So what's your address?
Okay. So my address. So we literally will go back to England quite a lot and we try to like go back to see family and stuff. So I moved over to Australia. I'm 25. I moved over to Australia in
1984.
In 1777. No, but I moved over to Australia in 2004 with my family. So, like, I reckon we've been back about 7 times.
Right, right.
So, when you go back to from Sydney to England, you go on the
you go on a loop-de-loop, yeah, the roller coaster, and loop-de-loop. Then you get there.
Yeah, exactly. You just, like, take a piss. Oh. No, but you go on like the flight we do is we do 2 planes there and 2 planes back. So
that's so annoying.
It's a lot. And then it's 4 planes all up. Okay, so it changed, right? This is my opinion. I used to think the window was bussin'. Now I think the window is the shittest seat. Let me explain. I think ideal is the aisle. I think...
Yeah, I would say so. Because you have access to the bathroom at all times. You exactly. don't have to crawl over anyone.
And last year, I traveled with undiagnosed ADHD. I shit you not. Yeah. I got up. I'm not even joking. 30 times.
You just got up to do a T-pose.
I T-posed on the plane.
You just needed to get up for a second and just like...
That'd be really funny. Just like T-posing in the aisle. T-poles. No, but I got up and I just walked around. And I could tell the people around me were like, what the fudge?
What the forking heck are
what
you
doing? What the forking heckles is that girl doing? And I just could not sit still. I couldn't sit still. But yeah, it was great because I love the aisle because I am a mover. And on those, because it's a 24-hour flight. Like
when I go into an audition.
I'm a mover.
I'm a mover.
Strong mover. But yeah, I am on those flights, it's 24 hours. So you literally spend like, it's like 8 hours and then 14 hours on the next one.
I actually don't.
Oh, no, 12, that's a lie.
I am yet to go on a plane that long and I'm actually scared. I think the longest, the plane to Hawaii was like 12
I'll
hours.
I'll say it.
And look, I slept.
Because we've done that flight a lot. You do get used to it. You just kind of like,
There's been several times where you go to say flight and you say fight.
It's mumble.
So funny.
I mumble so much. It's because I speak really fast and I'm kind of like on one today.
My mum was listening to the podcast. She was like, you guys have to slow down.
No, mum. Okay, listen. I thought that, but also if I'm listening to a podcast and they talk slow, I'm like, fuck it, hurry up. So yeah, we can debate. You can do a poll on a podcast.
Yeah.
We're going to do a poll on this. If you want me, because I speak so fast, if you want us to slow down.
If you want us to slow down talking, just let us know in the comments below, okay?
We're gonna do a poll. No, because you can't.
We're gonna do a poll on the podcast, right, guys? We're gonna put it on.
We're gonna do a poll on the podcast,
and we're gonna
we talk. Fast?
That's why we're Finding Nemo. Like, anyway, yeah, but no, we actually are because I know I love when people talk quickly because I have no. I need stimulation. Stimulation, my body. I need it.
Can I tell you something?
Wait, ready? Guys, you can hear that? Okay, you said you wanted to talk fast. What the frick?
Anyway, I needed to tell you that I listen to podcasts in 2x speed.
Yeah, exactly.
Like all of my regular podcasts, I listen to them in 2x speed.
Well, that's it. And so I feel like if I was a listener, I would appreciate our speed. But we're going to poll this because I'm actually curious what you guys thunk.
Anyway, back to the seat situation.
Okay, so I think the middle is the fucking shittest. Oh, crap, I did it. Oh, crud. I swore. But I think the middle is the worst because if you're in the middle seat, you can't exit. You can't look out the window.
No.
You can't really see anything. You've got 2 people next to you. People lean on you. The middle is just the worst.
I think the only time the middle seat would be good is if the person on your left is your boyfriend and the person on your right is also your boyfriend. And
you're in a polyamorous relationship.
And you have both of your boyfriends.
Yeah, boyfriends. Yeah, that's so true. And like one was like caressing your head and like the other one was like caressing
kissing your feet and
oh, fuck.
And everyone on the plane is like, what the fudge?
Yeah, what the fudge?
What the
flippin' fudge? Yeah, so that's okay. So middle, we've worked this out. Middle seat is bad unless you're in a polyamorous relationship with the person to your left and to your right. True. But yeah, okay, that. But then the, okay, so my mum is a she gets so nervous on planes.
Right.
So she has to be by the window because, but also if we're going
to. If you're nervous on a plane, why would you be next to the window where you can see
it's,
out?
It's a control thing. She likes to feel like she knows where she is.
She likes to feel like she's driving the plane. You get her like a little wheel attached to the seat in front of her.
Yeah, I'm like.
She's got a little headset and she's like pretending to push buttons above her.
I'm gonna do that next time I go on a plane.
That might fix her problem.
Yeah. Well, she just, look, in fairness, I mean, that's the thing. That's what's so funny. I went on a plane for the first time with my friend and he'd never been on a plane before and it was so funny. But yeah, and he was on the plane and he literally was freaking out and he was so nervous and he was like looking at me the whole time. And I was just literally sitting there like I'm going through my camera roll, like looking bored. And he was like so confused because like...
Poor dude.
But if you fly a lot, you just get used to it. Yeah.
You just forget about like the looming threat of a plane crashing.
Well, it's exposure threat. Because like I've worked out because of going back to England and stuff to see family, I think I've been on a plane about 40 times, like including like different ones. So obviously for me, I'm like, whatever. And I'm also like,
you're desensitized too.
And also, I look
danger.
At the flight attendants, and they always look so bored.
Oh
and
my
I'm like,
god, yeah.
And I'm like, I just the probability of something happening is just so low. Yeah. So I'm like, ugh, whatever. And like, if you look on the thing at any time, there's like 2,000 planes in flight. I don't know if that's right, but if it's like at any time, there's a massive number of planes in the air. So I'm just like, ugh, like
you're more likely to die from choking on a grape than you are from
or in a car.
Yeah,
in a car is more dangerous than going on a plane.
That's why I don't drive.
Yeah, fair enough.
Because I don't trust myself to keep myself alive.
Well, it's not even like you. It's like even like other people. Anyway, so yeah. So I know this episode, we went on 50 tangents, guys, but we don't care.
We've got 1 minute to wrap this up.
Okay. All right, fine. Summary. The aisle seat is the best because you can get up all the time and I think it's lit. And then I think you've also got the aisle then to spread your legs. Damn.
Just like how a wise man once said, I want to play the devil's avocado and say that I still think the window seat's the best.
Boo!
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
This is why. So,
when you need to pee and you need to awkwardly ask the two people next to you to move?
Well, here's the thing.
Here's the thing. You sound like a freak.
Here's the thing.
We started off. Bitches.
When you like book plane tickets, like I need to ask you this because I've never actually done this ever in my life. Because I don't leave my house. like, can you usually get seats next to each other?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So here's the thing. How many seats usually on like a regular size plane are there near the window aisle?
If you're going on a domestic flight, like there'll be 3 on one side, 3 on the other, or maybe an international flight, but it's pretty rare.
Yeah.
But if you're going on like a big flight overseas, there'll be 3, 4 in the middle and then 3 on the other side.
So I would not go overseas without someone.
Right.
So if we were to book the 2 seats closest to that window, I would just shove Jason in the middle and then I would sit on the windows.
You're saying if we went as a 3?
Oh yeah, no, I would never go overseas without at least 1 or 2 people with me.
I did that actually last year for the first time.
Oh really?
No, last year I went by myself.
I'm just too scared to do that, and I don't think I will do that for a long time. So
if you've never flown, that makes sense.
I just think that the solution is to just get people to go with you, so that when you get up, you can just like punch them in the face as you walk past. Like if you were on the aisle seat and I was on the window, and then Jason was in the middle, for example, I would just like Jason wouldn't give a shit.
Oh, if you know, people,
and then I would punch you as I'm if going you know, into but the if you, aisle, if it's I fucking hate you.
If it's true, fuck you. If it's fudge you, but
because I fucking hate you,
I fucking freak you. But If it's randoms, it sucks. It honestly
does.
Oh,
yeah. If it's randoms, aisle seat for sure.
But actually, that is a thing. That is what is annoying about the aisle seat, because if you're in the aisle seat, then
everyone
goes,
yeah.
Yeah, then people.
But there's just no winning, is there?
No.
There's just no winning.
I'll just go first class.
Yeah.
I would love to just one day go first class.
I think my dream scenario is like they fuck up my plane ticket somehow, yeah, and then they have to go, oh, sorry, we'll upgrade you to first class.
Like in Meet the Fockers. We're going to have to upgrade you to first class.
This is the second time you've mentioned Meet the Fockers on this.
Have you not
podcast.
Seen it?
No, I have, oh, but I'm just saying this is the second time you've mentioned
it. Yeah, because I love it. Because I watched Dodgeball the other day, so I've got like Ben Stiller on my mind.
You know what I was talking about yesterday? Benchwarmers.
I fucking
can we remember benchwarmers for a second? Moment of silence.
Thank you.
Anyway.
Benchwarmers is one of the best movies ever. The bit where he's like, he's like, Carl? Oh, his name's not Carl. He's like, you're a freak.
Yes.
All right, guys. Okay. Summary, pros and cons of each. Quick sum up. Okay. Window seat, good if you're anxious. Good if you want to view.
Good if you've got other people with you.
Bad if you are a mover and want to get up all the time. Bad if you...
It's okay if you're medicated, though.
No, it's not. All right, middle seat.
Middle seat, you're a loser.
Unless you're in a polyamorous relationship, then it's fine. And your poly people are two sides of you.
So you can make out with them, like, no matter which way you turn.
Yeah.
Anyway,
that's the middle. There's no cons. There's just a pro. Yeah. That's the aisle's good if you're have undiagnosed ADHD.
Yeah. And also like if you like have a UTI, you want to be in the aisle seat so you can get up to piss.
You can piss. All right, guys. We really hope that helped you.
Yes. Let us know how much you piss on a flight. In milliliters. Thank you.
Yeah. Please send us your piss stats.
Please send us your piss in the mail. All
right, guys. Wait. What do they say? Like, au revoir when they go on a when people go on a, how do people say bye if they're going on a plane? Have a safe flight.
What about in Australia?
All right, guys.
Get off the plane, cunt.
Yeah, in Australia. All right, guys. We're really going to need you to get off the plane.
Guys, seriously, just get off the plane. Like, you're just going to have to form one single line, stop pushing over each other. Like, just get out.
With the flight London?
Get the freak out. Like, get the flipping heck in now.
But we're going to do a poll out there. Also, guys, please send us if you literally
have a plane horror story.
Oh, my God. That's a great idea. If you have a plane horror story. If you have a plane horror story or anything bad that happened to you on a plane.
But any like funny ones, cursed ones, no questions.
Anyway, bye. I love you so much. Au revoir.
Hey guys, thanks for listening. Don't forget to give us a rating on Spotify or wherever you're listening to this. And follow our TikTok and Instagram at Kinda Silly Podcast. Stay silly.
That's Kinda Silly.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.